is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, January 23rd. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll hear how the pending impeachment trial of the governor in the state Senate and that situation has held up several services that are waiting to have bills paid. We'll also check your forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first a look at today's news. A panel of University of Illinois administrators said at a town hall-style meeting last night that they want to work with their faculty, staff, and students in preparing for possible cuts in state funding. Union leaders at the meeting said they worry the cuts will be heaped unfairly on their membership. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Urbana campus administrators don't know how much of a cut is coming from the state, but Provost Linda Katehi says they're looking beyond the 2.5% mid-year rescission state officials have told them to prepare for. She says they're now planning for cuts as high as 10%.
We do not have information that speaks to this 10%. We have just made an estimate that we may face this cut if the economic situation in the state continues the way it has been.
Administrators downplayed the possible use of layoffs or unpaid furloughs, but that was the first thing brought up by union officials. Jeff Bigelow of AFSCME, which represents about 2,000 Urbana campus workers, said any spending cuts must not hurt workers on the bottom rungs of the university pay scale.
We need to have some principles up there that say no layoffs, no furloughs, no cutbacks for them, none for the students either.
Chancellor Herman said he understands concerns that cutbacks might hit some groups on campus harder than others. He says higher-paid university employees should share the burden with rank-and-file workers, but he would not commit to any specifics. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
An attorney for Governor Rod Blagojevich says the governor may ask the courts to step in and block his trial in the Illinois Senate, a proceeding that he considers a sham. Attorney Samuel Adam told the Associated Press that a lawsuit challenging what he called completely unfair Senate trial rules is being prepared and could be filed with the Illinois Supreme Court within days, pending a final decision on whether to move forward. Blagojevich's trial is set to get underway Monday. Blagojevich told the AP he has no intention of mounting a defense unless rules are changed before the Senate trial that will determine whether he's thrown out of office. The impeached governor added that he does not intend to resign. The governor has not submitted any list of proposed witnesses to the Senate, which will have the final say in who testifies. The rules bar testimony from anyone that federal prosecutors say would jeopardize the separate criminal case against Blagojevich. Several Illinois House lawmakers will be called to testify at Governor Blagojevich's impeachment trial next week. Sean Crawford has more.
The trial is expected to begin Monday in the state Senate, but it will be members of the Illinois House who will spell out the evidence against the governor. The House already impeached Blagojevich, but he remains in office awaiting the outcome of the Senate trial. Senators will act as a jury. Much of what they will hear will come from their House colleagues, as 8 of the 13 people that will be called to the witness stand are state representatives. David Ellis, the attorney for House Speaker Mike Madigan, is serving as the prosecutor in the upcoming trial. Paperwork Ellis filed shows the individual lawmakers will expound on different allegations that Blagojevich abused his power. The state's auditor general and an FBI agent are also on the list. The governor was arrested last month on corruption charges, but says he's innocent. Blagojevich has refused numerous calls to resign. While the prosecution has laid out its case, Blagojevich's attorneys are boycotting the trial and have ignored various filing deadlines. The governor and his lawyers say the Senate rules are unfair to their side. I'm Sean Crawford.
Among the witnesses being called to testify for the prosecution in the impeachment trial is Republican State Representative Chapin Rose of Mahomet. A former Hoopston priest has been asked to step down from the ministry following allegations of sexual misconduct with a minor. The Catholic Diocese of Peoria issued a press release saying the Reverend Jerry Pylon was asked to step down for alleged misconduct that dated back nearly 12 years. He served as the pastor at St. Mary's Church in Moline since 1998. Before then, he was at St. Anthony Church in Hoopston, where he arrived in 1992. The release indicates the alleged abuse did not take place in the Peoria Diocese and that Pylon did not serve with the victim in any ministerial capacity. He's denied the allegations. Vesuvius USA plans to close its manufacturing plant in the central Illinois village of Fisher, costing nearly 100 jobs. The News Gazette reported on its website yesterday that the company has told its 98 hourly and salaried employees that it hasn't determined a closure date, but the process will begin in late March. Vesuvius says a decrease in customer demand and attempts to improve efficiency in North America prompted the closure. The plant, which manufactures products for the steel industry, has been in Fisher since the 1970s and also has a plant in Champaign. The company's website, it says it employs 12,000 people in 30 countries. Fisher is located 20 miles north of Champaign. A demolition crew is now working its way through the area struck by a downtown Champaign fire 2 months ago. The contractor is sifting through the site of the Metropolitan Building. It's expected to wrap up that work today. Insurers are hoping that debris might help determine a cause for the November 7th fire that destroyed one building and heavily damaged an adjoining one. Demolition of the entire area is expected to start Monday. Champaign Deputy City Manager for Development Craig Ross says at least one lane of Neal Street should reopen within 2 weeks, if not sooner. Local businesses say they've suffered from the street closure. The fire also delayed the opening of condos at the M2 building, where windows had to be replaced as a result of heat from the November fire. One Main Development President Mike Royce says he's happy all parties involved with the aftermath came to an agreement.
We may not think every single day about how great it is to have a downtown just chock full of really cool, creative, independent businesses. That's something a lot of cities just don't have, and we need to do everything we can to protect that asset.
Building owners, insurers, and the city of Champaign agreed in court last week to let insurers conduct their two-day investigation prior to the demolition process. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 and News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosworth. Illinois' elected officials have been busy. The governor is sorting out his legal defense, and legislators are preparing to try him. What they are not doing with is dealing with the state's looming economic fiasco. Besides an old-fashioned deficit, Illinois is also months behind on its bills, and people who supply critical services say they're going broke while they wait. Gabriel Spitzer has this report.
When government provides a service, it's often little private agencies that do the work. They pay for staff and supplies, and the state pays them back. That was the arrangement at Bethel New Life, a fixture on Chicago's west side and a haven for many low-income seniors.
A lot of the elders have some dementia, things like that. Sorry, that's the bell so people don't wander. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Hello. CEO Stephen McCullough says Bethel's adult daycare service helps elderly people hang on to their last bit of independence.
We're going to layer up. We're going to use our hats, our scarves, and our gloves.
We have a nurse talking about hyperthermia, and it's important because, you know, we don't know what's happening in the home.
I put the hat on, and then I got my hood.
So you're doing the correct thing, then.
I'm covered.
All right, Anthony.
Besides paying nurses, Bethel also buys formula for babies, meals for needy families, and books for teens. Right now, the state's almost 3 months behind on paying Bethel back. Last fall, the lag stretched to 5 or 6 months. That means Bethel doesn't have cash to pay the light bill or make payroll. The agency's cut almost a fifth of its staff, and lately they've even been running out of the basics. Margaret Daniels works with new mothers.
It's really disheartening when a parent comes to you and say, I need Pampers for my baby. You know, then you got to go home thinking, I'm not able to provide the service that we're supposed to provide because of the state funding.
Now, take that dilemma and multiply it by about 50,000. That's how many invoices the state is sitting on from child care providers, nursing homes, hospitals, and others all over Illinois. In the past, those places could just go to their banks and borrow money to get by. But now, for many agencies, that safety net has been yanked away. Stephen McCullough says Bethel can no longer borrow against what it's owed.
They are not confident about our receivables. Bethel is not the only agency that's facing this. There's agencies across the state that are going to banks, and banks are saying, I have no confidence that the state is going to be able to pay its bills. Therefore, I will not extend your credit. Or here's the extra hoops that you have to jump.
Where it used to be, hey, you got state governments, you know, you look at that almost as a guaranteed payment, almost like a cashier's check. And now it's, what if they don't pay you for 6 months?
Matt Gams is CEO of Diamond Bank in Chicago. He says as the state fell further and further behind, he finally had enough. A few years ago, he just quit lending money to state contractors.
If you are any person who does business with the state government, being paid within a reasonable amount of time is not a guarantee, and it has a crippling effect on the ongoing creditworthiness of the company that does it.
That wariness, combined with the credit crunch, has made it extremely tough on agencies waiting for their money. Comptroller Dan Hines says the state has a backlog of about $3.5 billion.
The state is really making a great deal of difficulty for a lot of people.
Hines pushed through a big bond sale last month, which let the state pay down $1.4 billion. But that was a one-time thing, and the state has to pay it back by summer. Meanwhile, Hines expects the delays to get worse.
The providers, they're getting squeezed from both ends. They're having the state hold off on paying, and then if they can't get credit elsewhere, they have very few options left.
Illinois has typically had some of the worst delays in the country, and by most accounts, it got a lot worse last year. Hines blames his political nemesis, Governor Rod Blagojevich. Bethel New Life's Stephen McCullough says no one in Springfield is showing leadership right now.
With the impeachment process, that pushes the conversation on financial issues that much further back. So I don't know when we're going to get paid next.
He says Bethel has managed so far to avoid slashing services, but it's not far from the brink. And many other agencies are much smaller, or poorer, or have stricter bankers. For those providers, payday might not come in time. I'm Gabriel Spitzer.
In our forecast today, mostly sunny, the high around 40, but temperatures will be falling into the 30s by the afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, the low around 11, blustery with northwest winds up to 20 miles per hour, gusts around 30. Very cold on Saturday, sunny with the high around 17. Partly cloudy Saturday evening, the low around 6, partly sunny Sunday, the high around 18. Mostly cloudy Sunday night through Monday night, lows around 12 with the highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy Tuesday, a chance of snow and sleet, the high around 25 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, January 23rd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, WILL.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.